going to help.
Hello. I've come for you. Don't shake your head at me. Yes, I've come for you. What do you mean you don't want to go alone? That's all right, I'll be with you. But I don't want to take this journey alone either. Perhaps we can find someone to go with us. Let's see, someone. Anyone. How about you? Yes, you come with us. Don't be afraid. Just take my hand. That's it. Careful now. That wasn't so bad, was it? Where are we going, you say? Oh, I forgot to tell you. We're taking a trip. A long trip to a place of no return. You see, we're entering that world unseen by the natural mind, for man's mind is carnal, you know. Enjoy your trip now, for we're in outer darkness. What's that? You won't miss the light? I don't know about that. Something inside me says that you'll miss the light more than you think. You see, away from this light, the sinner is forever banished from God. Away from the truth, away from holiness, away from glory. In the darkness of sin, of gloom, of wretchedness, of woe, without a ray of light from heaven, here the doomed souls must spend eternity, punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and the glory of His power. This is outer darkness. My, my, such an expression of horror written on your face. But don't fear. This is your just recompense of reward, or shall I say, of punishment. You don't think you're going to like it here? I think you will. You don't have any other choice, do you? You see, this shouldn't really scare you, should it? For it was told of old that there shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth here in hell. I would call your attention. Your attention. Thank you. To these others around us. Such dreary souls, aren't they? Such sighs and plaints. Listen to the strange tongues and horrible outcries. The words of pain and tones of anger. The voices deep and the throats hoarse. The sorrow and rage, the weeping and cursing, the lamentations and defiance, remorse and desperation.